This is Endscreen Noise. My name is Colin Dixon, founder and chief analyst at Endscreen Media, and today is March 18th, 2021. Well, the issue of password sharing has come up a couple of times this week, and it really does seem to come up on a fairly regular basis, and usually with extremely inflammatory headlines. And that's what happened this week when Sweden's Media Vision released some data regarding the Nordic market. Now, Broadband TV News picked that up and ran with the headline that said, Nordic password sharing costing annual 250 million euros. And boy, that does certainly sound serious. Well, it sounds serious, but may not be quite that serious. So let's break that down. First of all, how many people are actually sharing passwords? Well, here's what MediaVision actually said about the Nordic market. They said that 40% admitted to sharing a password to standalone SVOD service with someone outside of the household. And boy, that sounds like a lot, doesn't it? And it's sort of confirmed in the US as well by Hub Entertainment Research. They say that 31% shared a password with someone that doesn't live with them, and 42% have used a password that someone from someone that doesn't live with them. So again, that sounds pretty bad too. So what about this 250 million euro figure? Well, what MediaVision actually said was, if all Nordic households sharing an SVOD service instead were to pay approximately an additional 250 million euros would theoretically have been added to total revenues for the full year 2020. And I've got to tell you, that is a very big if. So first of all, who are we sharing our passwords with? Well, in 2017, IBM Cloud Video found that about 3 in 5 admitted to sharing a password. Of those sharing, 88% was with a family member. Only 12% shared outside the family circle. That means at least half of SVOD subscriptions are shared with a family member, and many of those family members are actually living outside of the owner's home. So the reality is, any SVOD company going after password sharing is really taking on its own customer base. They're not really trying to attack people who deliberately steal service, although hopefully those would get caught up in the procedures that they pick to try and curb it. So some of those impacted by the problem may subscribe. But I've got to tell you, many may not. After all, there are plenty of low-cost alternative quality services these days. Disney Plus is available. We just have Paramount Plus. We have Peacock with a very interesting free tier. But one thing it will do for sure is make a good proportion of subscribers angry. And making customers angry is rarely a good strategy for growth. People do irrational things when angry, like cancel an SVOD subscription. As well, putting in checks is liable to annoy your customers as well. Do you remember your SVOD password? So if you were asked to check whenever you're out of your home and verify or input your password, it's going to be very, very inconvenient for you and probably will annoy you over a period of time. So it is very high risk using an aggressive policy to remove password sharing. It's just liable to really annoy your customers. So it's interesting that Netflix should choose this time to start trialing a system among a small part of its customer base that discourages sharing. When they detect that there is some potentially unauthorized user, somebody I guess outside of the household using a subscription, they're presented with this message: if you don't live with the owner of this account, you need your own account to keep watching. And then they're requested to verify either with an email to the registered account owner or a text message to the registered smartphone. Now, this seems very odd timing for Netflix to introduce this, with COVID-19 lockdowns only just beginning to be lifted. Although I have to say, Netflix did say that they were looking at this well over a year ago before COVID-19 started. So perhaps that they were looking then and they've really held off on the trial until now, when they think things are beginning to ease. But the truth is, the company already has a check on account sharing. It's called simultaneous users. Basically, when you subscribe to Netflix, there are three tiers. If you subscribe at the basic tier, you can only have one screen watching at any time. The standard tier allows two, and the premium tier allows four. And what does that mean? Well, it means that if the person you shared your password with, who's out of home, wants to watch at the same time you can, and you are on the standard plan, one of you can't watch. So these limits are probably already encouraging some people to upgrade, to step up to a higher tier. In fact, this happened to me. I called Netflix about an out-of-home relative of mine who needed a little help, and I was looking for a way to get them Netflix. They actually told me to share my subscription with that person. Now, I upgraded anyway because I wanted to avoid this clashing issue, so I upgraded to the premium tier. But it illustrates that this is already causing people probably to upgrade their plan and earning Netflix some extra revenue. So, blocking sharing could indeed result in some additional subscribers, but I've got to tell you, everybody sharing will not subscribe. It could also result in some customers downgrading service or even cancelling in a fit of pique, annoyed at all of the inconvenience that it is causing them. So Media Vision's if is a big one. A shared password is clearly not a lost subscription. The theoretical 250 million euros lost in the Nordics is just that, theoretical. And realizing a substantial part of that theoretical revenue runs the risk of annoying and angering a large amount of the customer base. So it will be very interesting to see if Netflix rolls out this attempt to curb password sharing more broadly on its customer base. And if it does, you can bet we'll be talking about it here on End Screen Noise. And if you enjoyed this analysis, why don't you come over to the End Screen Media website and sign up for our newsletter. It's right there on the front page. Just hit that button. You can get it daily or weekly. And of course, it's always free. We'll see you again next time.